Mukoko handed herself to the police in the company of her lawyers after Police Chief Augustine Chihuri appeared on state television last night appealing to Zimbabweans to apprehend the rights activist or call the police with any information about her whereabouts. Mukoko, who was at her home when the announcements were made, voluntarily reported to Harare Central Police Station this morning. The former ZBC News anchor's lawyer, Harrison Nkomo, says his client signed warned and cautioned statements at Harare Central Police Station's Law and Order section.
Contrary to those assertions, she was not on the run. She wasn't aware that police were looking for her. That having been said and done, we appeared at the Law and Order section this morning. The warned and cautioned statement was recorded. Then she was released into the custody of the lawyers.
Nkomo says Mukoko is facing four charges.
The first one being a contravention of Section 6, subsection A, paragraph A of the Private Voluntary Organization Act. It being an offense to operate a PV or an NGO without registration in terms of that particular act. The second one was a charge against her in a personal capacity, which was a contravention of Section 6, subsection 3 of the PVO Act. It being alleged that she fully aware that the PP was not registered in terms of the side act. She managed the affairs of the PP and continued operating unlawfully. Third count was that she, as ZPP, was found in the possession of 80 radios and 4 cell phones. They were broadcasting unlawfully in contravention of Section 38 of the Broadcasting Services Act, notwithstanding the fact that they were not broadcasting anything, they just were in possession of radios and cell phones. Then the final charge was contravention of Section 182 of the Customs and Excise Duty. They allege that ZPP, upon being confronted by the police and being asked to produce importation documents of the 80 radios and the 4 cell phones, they failed to produce them, and to that end, the police argue that the goods were smuggled into the country or brought unlawfully.
The attorney said Mukoko was then released into his custody to allow the police to continue with their investigations, following which she will be summoned to appear in court. Meanwhile, Amnesty International says the alert issued by Chihuri on state television, implying the prominent human rights defender was on the run from the law, is a new law in the recent crackdown on dissent. Amnesty International Southern Africa Director Noel Kutukwa said, quote, "It is appalling that at this critical time when Zimbabwe is in the process of adopting a new constitution which provides for a stronger bill of human rights defenders are coming under systematic attack." Meanwhile, Okay Machisa, chairperson of the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, a grouping of more than 100 non-governmental organizations, tells Studio 7 the police action is meant to further victimize Mukoko, who was abducted and held incommunicado for close to 3 months in 2009 while being tortured.
We are not happy with the way the police are behaving, because naturally, if a lawyer is communicating with the police, and yet at the end of the day, the police are saying Justina is on the run, I don't think it is the right way of putting things.
Machisa said non-governmental organizations are now under siege ahead of the March 16th constitutional referendum and elections expected to be held sometime this year. Rights defenders are criticizing the continuing confiscation of shortwave radios by the police, saying Zimbabweans should be allowed to listen to radio stations of their choice. Deputy Police Commissioner Innocent Matibiri told Parliament recently that authorities had banned the shortwave receivers to ensure that Zimbabweans do not have access to stations like Studio 7 and others, saying they are beaming what he termed hostile propaganda. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.